Restoring My Soul. Friday, the 4th of June. Lifting Up Holy Hands. Although many men may appear diligent in their secular employment, they are, in fact, lazy in relation to the ground of their marriage and family. This is the only context in which they can obtain the blessing of Abraham. King Solomon described a man who is lazy in this manner as devoid of understanding. As a consequence of a man's laziness, the walls protecting the ground of his household are broken down. It becomes overgrown with thorns and covered with nettles. Evidently, it is bereft of eternal blessing, even though he may be successful in the context of his temporal employment. A man who looks into the face of Christ is being restored to the headship of Christ. He is able to receive the word of grace that proceeds from Christ, his head. The indication that he is receiving this word is his initiative to speak, by the Spirit, in the fellowship of the Father and the Son. The first context for this speech is prayer. We note, in this regard, the exhortation of the Apostle Paul, who said, "I desire, therefore, that men pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands without wrath and doubting." Lifting up holy hands demonstrates that a man is being sanctified to his name within his house as he submits to the Lordship of Christ. His angry reactions to the desires and provocations of his wife cease. He is without wrath. Having been delivered from doubting, the man no longer seeks direction from his wife for his life and family because he receives and believes the word that comes from Christ. A husband who is being established in the order of headship will give himself to speak by faith with his wife. He does this wholeheartedly because of his commitment to Christ. He knows that through his obedience to the Lord, he is an heir of the divine nature that God has promised to every family in Christ. The references used in today's devotions are Acts chapter 3 verse 25, Proverbs chapter 24 verses 30 to 31, 1 John chapter 1 verses 1 to 3, 1 Timothy chapter 2 verse 8, and Colossians chapter 3 verses 23 to 24. For further study, 1 Timothy chapter 2.